This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jack Stockwell, one of my favorites when it comes to your health and well-being. He's in the know and on the go, and here he is.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. As we are coming into the holiday season, well, we're already in the holiday season, I have talked about various dietary things to consider, especially when we are loading ourselves up with all the sweets that are associated with the holidays. And I thought I would give you something I borrowed from Nancy Appleton, who's a PhD. Her list of 124 ways that sugar ruins your health. Now, you have heard that sugar suppresses the body's immune system. I've talked about that. A test that can be done to test the strength and resilience of your white blood cells. In their ability to fight bacteria in the presence of sugar in the blood. You've heard about how it can interfere with your absorption of calcium, how it can cause food allergies, depression, how it can lead to cancer of the breast, the ovaries, the prostate, or that sugar can reduce the good cholesterol in your blood and increase the triglycerides. And I've explained why that happens in previous podcasts, and which are, of course, two of the strongest indicators we have of heart disease. And despite all the massive commercial campaigning that goes on to paint refined sugar as harmless, or at worst, just empty calories, there are hordes of scientific evidence that indicate that it's far worse than that. So I'm going to give you this list, and at the end of this list of 124 that I'm going to try to cram into the show, I have 124 sources for all of this in published medical research documents. And all of this is available to you. If you want more information on that, if you would just go to orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com and tell them you want Dr. Jack's list of sugar problems. Okay, let's get this going because we got 124 of them. First of all, sugar can suppress the immune system. Now, everything I say here has medical research behind it, and that's what I'm offering to you if you want to ask my clinic to get it. So again, sugar can suppress the immune system. Sugar upsets the mineral relationships in the body. Sugar can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, crankiness in children. Sugar can produce a significant rise in triglycerides. Sugar contributes to the reduction in the defense against bacterial infections. Sugar causes a loss of tissue elasticity and function. In other words, the more sugar you eat, the more elasticity and function you lose. Or in other words, the tighter your joints can become. Sugar reduces high-density lipoproteins. Sugar leads to chromium deficiencies. Sugar leads to cancer of the breast, the ovaries, the prostate, the rectum. Sugar can increase fasting levels of glucose. Sugar causes copper deficiency. Sugar can interfere with the absorption of calcium and magnesium. Sugar can weaken eyesight. Sugar raises the level of neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine. Sugar can cause hypoglycemia. Sugar can produce an acidic digestive tract. Sugar can cause a rapid rise of adrenaline levels in children. Sugar malabsorption is frequent in patients with functional bowel disease. Sugar can cause premature aging. It can lead to alcoholism. It can cause tooth decay. It contributes to obesity. High sugar intake increases the risk of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Sugar can cause changes frequently found in persons with gastric or duodenal ulcers. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma. Sugar greatly assists the uncontrolled growth of Candida albicans. Sugar can cause gallstones. It can cause heart disease. It can cause appendicitis. It can cause multiple sclerosis. It can cause hemorrhoids. It can cause varicose veins. It can elevate glucose and insulin responses to oral contraceptive users. It can lead to periodontal disease. It can contribute to osteoporosis. It contributes to saliva acidity. It can cause a decrease in insulin sensitivity. Sugar can lower the amount of vitamin E in the blood. It can decrease growth hormone. It can increase cholesterol. Sugar can increase the systolic blood pressure. That's the high number. Sugar can cause drowsiness and decreased activity in children. High sugar intake increases advanced glycation end products, what are known as AGEs. In other words, sugar that's bound non-enzymatically to protein, which in other words, it makes it much more difficult for your body to process proteins. Sugar can interfere with the absorption of protein. It can cause food allergies. It can contribute to diabetes. Sugar can cause toxemia during pregnancy. Sugar can contribute to eczema in children. Sugar can cause cardiovascular disease. And again, I want to point out every single point that I'm making here regarding sugar has medical research behind it. And if you want to contact my office, orders at forbiddendoctor.com, just it's an email, and say, I heard Dr. Jack on the Good Day Health Show, and he's offered this list of detriments from sugar intake and all the research that goes with it. We'll email you back a copy of what I'm talking about. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, a regular here on the Good Day Health Show with Doug for well more than a decade. And what I'm giving so far, and I think I'm all the way up through number 50, is 124 ways that sugar can ruin your health. And along with the 124 ways, I also have 124 list of medical research papers behind every one of these claims. And again, as I said a few moments ago, if you contact orders at forbiddendoctor.com, I'll be more than happy to send you a copy of this, along with the research that supports every one of these points. I will, before the end of the show, easily get through the 124, so I will go back through and cherry-pick a few of them in particular and explain the mechanism behind it, that sugar causes so many problems. Number 50, sugar can cause cardiovascular disease. Sugar can impair the structure of DNA. Sugar can change the structure of protein, especially when they're cooked at the same time together. Sugar can make our skin age by changing the structure of collagen that's in the skin. Sugar can cause cataracts. Sugar can cause emphysema. Sugar can cause atherosclerosis, which is the plugging up of the bloodstream. Sugar can promote an elevation of low-density lipoproteins, the LDL. We don't want the LDL high. High sugar intake can impair the physiological homeostasis of many systems in the body. Homeostasis just means balance. Everything in the body should be balanced, digestive system, immune system, elimination system, all these different things. That homeostasis means balance. Sugar can impair and make it difficult for the body to balance the systems. Sugar lowers the enzymes that are the ability of the enzyme to function. Sugar intake is higher in people with Parkinson's disease. Sugar can cause a permanent altering of the way the proteins act in the body. Sugar can increase the size of the liver by making liver cells divide. Sugar can increase the amount of liver fat. We know that fatty liver disease usually comes from, is associated with high alcohol intake. But a third of the population, at least in America, that suffer from fatty liver disease do not drink. And it's usually the sugar that's the culprit. Sugar can increase the size of the kidneys and produce pathological changes in the kidney. Sugar can damage the pancreas. Sugar can increase the body's fluid retention. And sugar is enemy number one of the bowel movement. Sugar can cause myopia, which is nearsightedness. Sugar can compromise the lining of the capillaries. Sugar can make the tendons more brittle. Sugar can cause headaches, including migraine. Sugar plays a role in pancreatic cancer in women. Sugar can adversely affect school children's grades and cause learning disorders. Sugar can cause an increase in the delta, alpha, and theta brain waves. Sugar can cause depression. Sugar increases the risk of gastric cancer, meaning the digestive system, especially the stomach and the duodenum. Sugar can cause dyspepsia, which is, the fancy word for indigestion. Sugar can increase your risk of getting gout. Sugar can increase the levels of glucose tolerance test over the ingestion of complex carbohydrates. Sugar can increase the insulin response in humans consuming high sugar diets compared to a low sugar diet. And a highly refined sugar diet reduces the ability to learn. Sugar can cause less effective functioning of two blood proteins, albumin and lipoproteins, which can reduce the body's ability to handle fat and cholesterol, and then, of course, leading to obesity. Sugar can contribute to Alzheimer's disease. Sugar can cause platelet adhesiveness, where the platelets get sticky in the blood and agglomerate before they should, in the sense of clotting. Sugar can cause hormonal imbalances, and some hormones become underactive, and others become overactive. Sugar can lead to the formation of kidney stones. Sugar can lead to the hypothalamus becoming highly sensitive to a large variety of stimuli. Sugar can lead to dizziness. Diets high in sugar can cause free radicals and oxidative stress inside the body. High sucrose diets of subjects with peripheral vascular disease significantly increases platelet adhesion. Once again, the clotting problem. High sugar diets can lead to biliary tract cancer, the gallbladder. Sugar feeds cancer. In fact, sugar is the number one food for cancer. Cancer only lives on sugar. Sugar is such a simple chemical complex, and cancer cells are very primitive that they can't eat what the rest of the cells of the body eat, so they eat sugar. And there is plenty of cancer research that simply says you want to stop the cancer growth, stop all sugar. High sugar consumption in pregnant adolescents is associated with a twofold increased risk for delivering small for gestational age infants. We'll need to spend a little bit more time with that one for sure. We're going to come up to a break here shortly, but I want you to know I'm giving you 124 ways in which sugar can wreck the health of a human being, and we have several more to go through here in just a few moments. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken comes the Taste Good Holiday Event of the Year. KFC's $5 Famous Bowl. Starring crispy chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and everyone's favorite, melty cheese.
I'm in love with you, Famous Bowl.
Treat yourself to the bowl critics are calling a ho-ho whole lot of food that even a Scrooge couldn't resist.
Humbug, that's tasty.
Gift yourself a KFC Famous Bowl for just $5. Now on the app and at a Kentucky Fried Chicken near you. For limited time, prices and participation may vary.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, you're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the stories. You can find them listed every week at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. So we have the story list, the people list, as you talked about, number 10, the severe weather. I was thinking about the environment and how people, as we talk often, of how folks can take a subject and they can twist it around and find so many different ways, interesting ways, to talk about the issue. And I know that a lot of people want to blame, play the blame game, and all this weather, it's global warming, it's climate change, and don't you realize that we have to do something about it? And then if you really think about it, and an astute host is going to look at this and say, well, wait a minute, let's take this apart a little bit without it being too professorial and understand that, yeah, we're contributing to it, but you don't think this has gone on before? This planet is almost 5 billion years old. Wow. And, you know, you look at the whole, am I being too philosophical? Is this too heavy?
No. I agree with you. My response is it all comes down to whether the host uses the news to further the left-right political agenda. Mm-hmm. Or the left-right political agenda is just one aspect of the bigger conversation. And many, many hosts today in talk radio see their purpose as doing whatever they can every minute of the show to prove that the left or the right, whichever side they're preaching to, is correct, and they use every issue out there. It becomes weaponized. It becomes politicized. The weather really shouldn't be political. It should be, there could be debate.
It's cold. How's that political?
There could be debate in science. You know, if you step out of the world of news talk political radio and you step into the world of gardening, you step into the world of medicine, health, you step into all of these other sports world, the controversies are raging. The same game is played. You know, the reason the Patriots are not doing well is because Mac Jones is a lousy quarterback. No, the reason they're not doing well is the offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, is a lousy offensive coordinator. No, the reason they're not doing well is because Belichick has passed his time. No, the reason they're not doing well is because they're evil. I mean, I'm sure in the automotive world, there are geeks out there fighting over whether, you know, Toyota is better than Honda, and they'll come up with whatever arcane aspect of current events within automotive conversation they can to prove their point.
All right, so here's
Seeking victory at the expense of truth.
So, speaking of victory, This weekend, I watched the first soccer game I've ever watched in my life. I was with my friend Uri Geller over in Tel Aviv. He's a huge soccer fan. Yeah. Everybody everywhere was talking about this game, the World Cup, and how these stars from wherever they came from, how they fit into their society. And watch, I actually got wrapped up in this, and I've never, my grandson plays soccer, and I go watch his matches, but I don't, you know, soccer to me is, I'm not a sports fanatic, no matter what the sport is.
You're not even a sports fanatic for good sports, let alone soccer.
No.
It's like you leave the United States and it's like the bizarro world. All these people are crazed over soccer and convinced
it's better than
American football.
And the amount of money these guys are making. You know, we think that $30 million a year is a great deal. Some of these soccer players are making $100 million a year. And the fact that they're godlike creatures, it's just an amazing reality. It is. If we did a worldwide talk radio countdown show, that'd probably be on it. But, you know, again, this probably not as much interest as there is in what we call real football. All right, here we are, 28 after. This is the talk radio countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Southwest Airlines has been responsible for a bulk of flight cancellations and delays again Tuesday, and more are expected today. Southwest accounted for 2,900 cancellations on Tuesday, with an estimated 2,500 to be grounded today. For now, the United States Supreme Court is keeping in place a President Trump-era public health rule stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic, which has been used to expedite deportations at the southern border. San Diego-based immigration attorney Esther Valdez-Clayton says there needs to be a resolution, as the Supreme Court is expected to make a final ruling on Title 42 in February.
Either we want an economic solution to immigration, or we want to fix our broken asylum laws. And both can happen and remain compassionate and humanitarian.
College football is underway in the USA. There will be a total of 4 games today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show.
I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
A decrease in sugar intake can actually increase emotional stability. Now, this is the first one I've told you that actually talks about decreasing sugar in your diet. And I have research behind that to support that claim. The body changes sugar into 2 to 5 times more fat in the bloodstream than it does starch. I want to repeat that. That's important. The body changes sugar into 2 to 5 times more fat in the bloodstream than it does starch. Starch are long chains of sugar. And you get starch from mostly, hopefully from Mother Nature, from the root vegetables and things like that. But when the sugar is processed into the white powder and we consume that and we talk about it having empty calories, yeah, it's empty calories. I mean, there's nothing, there's no nutrition behind it. But it is so volatile inside the digestive system, your body will immediately change that into fat as fast as it can. If it doesn't need it, it will change it to fat. The rapid absorption of sugar promotes excessive food intake in obese subjects. Why? Because it leads to greater hunger. If the more an obese person eats sugar, the less they're eating of what they should eat, which leads to greater hunger, the hidden hunger, the deep hunger. And they eat, it leads to more consumption of food. Sugar can worsen the symptoms of children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Sugar adversely affects urinary electrolyte composition. Sugar can slow down the ability of the adrenal glands to function. Sugar has the potential of inducing abnormal metabolic processes in a normal, healthy individual to promote chronic degenerative diseases. IVs, intravenous feedings of sugar water, can cut off oxygen to the brain. High sucrose intake can be an important risk factor in lung cancer. And again, I want to remind you, every one of these has scientific research behind it that I'll include with the list. Sugar increases the risk of polio. Interestingly enough, high sugar intake can cause epileptic seizures. Sugar causes high blood pressure in obese people. In intensive care units, limiting sugar saves lives. Sugar may induce cell death. Sugar can impair the physiological homeostasis of many symptoms. Sugar may impair the physiological homeostasis of many systems in living organisms. In juvenile rehabilitation camps, when children were put on a low-sugar diet, there was a 44% drop in antisocial behavior. Sugar can cause gastric cancer. Sugar dehydrates newborns. Sugar can cause gum disease. Sugar increases estradiol in young men as well as middle-aged men and older men. And number 124, sugar can cause low birth weight babies. Now, I have 124 sources for those 124 claims that I just made. You know, the things like this. This is Sanchez in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, published 1973. The role of sugar in human neutrophilic phagocytosis. Neutrophils are part of your immune system. Phagocytosis is where the immune system just chomps up like Pac-Man and eats up all the bad guys. And it slows down. The body, there's a test in the hospital called the phagocytic test, and I think I've talked about this on the show in the past. The phagocytic test is where they take a sample of your blood, and they put it in a little dish, and they introduce to this your living blood in this dish bacteria. And they want to watch how fast your white blood cells recognize and go after the bacteria. And there's a certain time limit that's involved with this. Then what they do is they give you, you ingest, you swallow about 200 cc's of glucose, just pure sugar water. And they wait about 30 minutes, and they take another sample of your blood. And they introduce the same bacteria to it, and they begin to see how long it takes now for your immune system to respond to it. And it's very much slower. It slows down quite a bit. Then they give you another couple of hundred cc's of glucose. Wait another 30 minutes, take another sample of blood. And what happens, as you might figure out here, your immune system gets more and more sluggish every single time to where the population of bacteria begins to grow. So sugar has a definite effect on the buildup of infectious disease inside the body. Another study here from Progressive Food and Nutrition Science, published in 1933, Nutritional Implications of the Interaction of Minerals. In other words, they found out that the body's ability to absorb and process minerals, which our body is based on, is seriously impeded by the presence of sugar in the diet. They knew this in 1933. I mean, this is nothing new. Behavioral Effects of Sucrose on Preschool Children, Journal of Abnormal Child Psychology, 1986. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And the reason that I'm mentioning some of the older studies here, and I'm looking through my list of 1986, 1975, is because they've known this for quite some time now, the terrible effects of sugar. But the sugar industry is extremely powerful and has tremendous influence on the United States Department of Agriculture, has tremendous influence with the government agencies that regulate health, the FDA, the CDC, things like this. And so
They just kind of, and then also the sugar industry contributes tremendous amounts of money to the reelection campaigns of the government officials in the House and in the Senate. And so what you have is a bought and paid for government, as you well know, in many industries, but certainly in the sugar industry. So I want to go through a few of these points, because I know I went through them rather rapidly, but I want to go through a couple of them and explain why that effect that I just told you makes a difference. Now, sugar, people who have high sugar diet have a significant rise in triglycerides. And whenever you get a blood panel done, you know, you want to know the HDL and the LDL and the cholesterol and the triglycerides. And the triglycerides are simply the protein sugar structures that build up in the bloodstream. And high triglycerides can lead to, if not cause, heart disease. And the reason that sugar in your diet increases the fat in the blood is for a very simple chemical reason. Sugar has within its molecule oxygen. Fat has no oxygen in the molecule. And the only way you can release the energy that's in a fat molecule is by oxidizing it. So you have to get oxygen from another source. This takes place in the liver to oxidize that fat to release the energy from it. But when you have sugar flowing through the bloodstream, glucose, along with the fat, that glucose has oxygen inside of it. And it's easier to break down the energy in sugar than it is to get the energy out of fat. And when your body needs energy, it's going to take the easiest route. All nature is based on that. And that's why sugar in your diet can lead to high fat in the bloodstream. It's that simple. Another one here, sugar leads to chromium deficiency. Chromium is absolutely necessary for your body ability to handle sugar, to produce insulin. And when we have a lot of sugar in the diet, it tends towards insulin sensitivity, which simply means your body doesn't recognize it anymore, or at least it begins to recognize it less and less. The more you have high insulin in the bloodstream as a result of sugar intake. And it's not just you had sugar here or there. It's that we seem to have sugar all day long in our modern day diet. Our breakfast is loaded with sugar. There's sugar in the orange juice. There's sugar in the toast. There's sugar in the bagel. There's sugar in the cereal. There's sugar in the milk. Whatever we have. My breakfast is bacon and eggs or a piece of beef and eggs. Or a piece of fish in eggs. Seriously, there's no sugar there. And then we have a mid-morning snack at work or around the home or something like that, or a soft drink or some chocolate-covered peanuts or some candy bar or something to keep us going. Because when our diet is based on sugar, we have the highs and the lows and the highs and the lows. When we get that low, we need some more sugar. And the lunch, the sugar in the lunch, sugar in the afternoon snack, sugar around dinner time. I don't mean candy bars and ice cream and cake and cookies. I mean all the hidden sugar, especially that's involved with processed grains and the breads. And so that causes a regular, ongoing, high increase of insulin in the bloodstream. This has always been a bugaboo with me when people get blood tests, especially if they're suspected of diabetes type 2 or some kind of pre-diabetic condition. And they'll bring me their blood test, and it shows the fats and it shows the sugars, but it doesn't show insulin. And I tell them ahead of time, you need to get an insulin count. When you get that blood test to determine if you're a candidate for diabetes, and I hate using that term, but that's the medical term, I have to know whether or not you have high insulin. Because if you have high blood sugar and you have high insulin, and it's insulin that gets the sugar out of the blood into the cells. So if you have these two competing chemicals in the bloodstream, something's very wrong. And what's very wrong is that the cells simply are not recognizing the presence of insulin anymore. So you have a high buildup of sugar in the bloodstream. And that's only going to be diagnosed one way. Oh, I'm sorry. You have diabetes. We're going to have to put you on insulin, or we're going to have to put you on one of these other drugs.
that kicks your pancreas until your pancreas completely just burns out like kicking a dead horse. I have podcasts on this subject at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Just put in diabetes. There's three search bars at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Go into the one that says podcast and put in diabetes. And I can go into it to a greater degree than I have time to get into it on this show. Again, I am giving you 124 reasons why sugar is detrimental to the health of the human body. There's a book out there, I don't know if it's still in print, it might be, called Sugar Blues. And it goes back to research of almost 100 years ago. And why they have known for a long, long time how dangerous sugar is to the human system. Now, I'm not talking about sugar in the sense of, like if you were chewing sugar cane or you were chewing something Mother Nature made that had sugar in it. I'm talking about concentrated sugars. The sweeteners that they add to everything is where the real danger comes in. Well, after the coming break, I'm going to be talking and joining again with Doug Steffen to finish out the week's show. And as usual, we have a lot of time walking over each other. You can hear all of the Good Day Health Show podcasts that I have done, along with Ken Kronaus at gooddayhealthshow.com. Over 600 podcasts. In fact, it's probably getting close to 700. And you can listen to my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and myself to wrap up this week's program.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up.
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Case, it's Dr. Jack Stockwell who's here, and it's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor. He practices with his wife in a clinic they have in Salt Lake City. She and he are both GAPS practitioners, so they're experts in what's going on in your body, most notably in your gut. So I have some questions as people try to stay healthy during the holiday season. I consider you to be a health and wellness educator. Frankly, among the many things that you do, you've been at this for a long time and you're very prominent there, but also here. Very good standards, strong standards. And so I had a conversation with somebody who sounded just like you, talking about vitamin D and how much we need and how we need digestive enzymes. This guy said to me, you need flax oil, you need digestive enzymes, and you need vitamin D in order to stay healthy. I thought that was pretty good advice. Are there other things that we probably could add to that? But if you're worried about the flu and COVID and stuff, is that a good prescription?
Oh, yeah, certainly it is. Certainly it is. There are certain neurotransmitters and there are certain hormones that are involved with the healing mechanism inside your white blood cell messaging that are dependent on very, very good fats, the kind of fats you find in the oil you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And then... the vitamin D, we always hear about how much we need vitamin D, but they never really talk about why you need vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Your body cannot absorb calcium in the gut, dietary calcium, without the presence of vitamin D.
So why would that
and
be
so
important?
Why? Because your immune system relies so much on the presence of calcium.
Ah, okay. So that's why it would be on your list of cold and flu fighting nutrients, because
absolutely.
Is calcium is so important for your respiratory system to stay healthy. I got it. Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
your
good.
Calcium is like the gun, and vitamin C is the bullets. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have calcium and you don't have vitamin C, you're kind of dead in the water.
Got it.
So that's all why right. Both of those things are so important.
So important. There's a new study out that finds that natural hair loss supplements may actually work. I wondered about this. Do people come into your clinic and ever ask you about how do they keep their hair? How do I get my hair back again? Mm-hmm. How do we, does it really, can you eat things that will be good for
you? Flaxseed oil is excellent. Flaxseed oil is excellent for hair loss. Yeah.
Ah. All right. Why is
we
that?
We have a protocol we use because it helps to restore the health of the follicles in the scalp, especially for women. A lot of times I'll be taking care of a woman for the first time postmenopausal, and when I'm working on them, I see the hair thinning on their head. So I talk to them about that. It takes about 4 to 6 months, but within about a half a year, they can have a new head of hair.
So what are the things that cause women, are there supplements that women take or men that cause them to lose their hair, and would it be the same? Because you see sometimes women who work out a lot, maybe is it the sweating? Why would people who work out a lot lose
their hair? That's an excellent question. Excellent question, Doug, because a lot of times people think all you got to do is just start working out again. But when you start working out, you're going to sweat. And when you sweat, you lose minerals. And so half of being healthy isn't just cardio or resistance training or jogging or anything. The other half is to make sure that you have a nutrient-dense diet. Because it's one thing to exercise the heart. It's another thing to feed the heart, to feed the follicles, to feed the liver, to feed the kidneys. And they have to have special types of foods that go back to our ancestral diet that our great-grandparents were eating before there was any cancer, before there was any heart disease, before there was any arthritis, before there was any diabetes. They ate whole foods, foods that Mother Nature made. Yep. When our food source now is the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I mean not the produce department or the meat department. I mean the stuff that's in the center of the supermarket. Right. I call it the dead zone. If it's in a box, a bag, or a can, you are going to be malnourished, and it's going to show.
All of those things that are added in to make this stuff last a lot longer.
That makes it even worse. Yeah, that makes it worse.
Right. Yep. All the preservatives are death. They are. I mean, I was talking earlier about fruitcakes and the stuff that gets put into fruitcakes. There's a fruitcake around. Jay and I were talking about a fruitcake that's been around for like 180 years or something. And it's
well, they never make
form.
New ones. They just keep passing around the old ones.
Passing around. That's it. All right. There it is. The word from the wise. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health, 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.